بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: لما اشتد برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعه قيل له في الصلاة، فقال: مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس. فقالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها: إن أبا بكر رجل رقيق، إذا قرأ القرآن غلبه البكاء، فقال: مروه فليصلي. وفي رواية عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قلت: إن أبا بكر إذا قام مقامك لم يسمع الناس من البكاء. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله. He says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pain became very intense, this was when he was ill, it was the latter part of his life. So when his illness became very, very severe, then it was told to him, it was time for salah. Ya Rasulullah, it is time for salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to lead the people in salah. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that Abu Bakr, my father, is a very soft-hearted person. When he recites Quran, he is overcome by weeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order Abu Bakr to lead the salah. In another narration is mentioned that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, if Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, my father, stands in your place, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people will not hear his recitation because of his excessive crying. So again, from this hadith we understand about crying when reciting the Quran, crying in salat, when a person ponders over the verses of the Quran. All this is out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having shauq and longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, it was his nature that he was a very soft-hearted person, and therefore Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said that when he'll read Quran, then crying will overpower him and people won't be able to hear him in salat. Of course, the lengthy explanation why she mentioned this at this point, some other occasion will explain that. But here the point here is crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weeping out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a salient quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. وعن إبراهيم بن عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله تعالى أن عبد الرحمن بن عوف أتي بطعام وكان صائما. عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه son narrates and he says that عبد الرحمن بن عوف, my father رضي الله عنه, عبد الرحمن بن عوف, you know, was one of the عشرة مبشرة, those 10 صحابة regarding whom in one gathering, in one sitting, Nabi Kareem has mentioned he's in Jannah, he's in Jannah, he's in Jannah. And Abu Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was amongst those very fortunate 10 people who were mentioned that they would be given, they were given the glad tidings of Jannah in that one city. And he was a very wealthy Sahabi. So here his son says, Utiya bi ta'amin wa kana sa'iman. He was brought some food for iftar, he was fasting. فَقَالَ قُتِلَ مُسْحَبُ بْنُ عُمَيْرِ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ لَهُ مَا يُكَفَّنُ فِيهِ إِلَّا بُرْدَةٌ نُغُطِّيَ بِهَا رَأْسُهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلَاهُ وَإِنْ غُطِّيَ بِهَا رِجْلَاهُ بَدَى رَأْسُهُ ثُمَّ بُسِطَ لَنَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا بُسِطَ أو قال أُعْطِينا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا أُعْطِينَا قَدْ خَشِينَا أَنْ تَكُونَ حَسَنَاتُنَا عُجِّلَتْ لَنَا ثُمَّ جَعَلَ يَبْكِي حَتَّى تَرَكَ الطَّعَامَ رواه البخاري. So Abdurrahman bin Auf رضي الله تعالى عنه was fasting, food is brought to him for iftar. And suddenly he mentions to those around him, he says, listen here, Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was far better than me. And Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala, if you understand, that he was that youngster in Makkah who had the best of clothing, best of perfumes, the best of food. And at that time he was a non-Muslim. And he had been given the best of the world, such fragrance that if he had to pass through any gully, people would know that Mus'ab bin Umayr went past here. His mother would not go to rest until she prepares for him hot meals, and she would sit by his bedside to feed her Mus'ab. But the day he accepted Islam, his own family became his enemies. They chained him up. They became very angry. And finally, when Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala, he managed to escape, and he had chosen Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he He forsook all those things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He abandoned that luxurious life. He left all that luxury, that soft time he had in Medina, in Makkah Mukarrama, the luxury he enjoyed, the opulence he enjoyed, everything for the sake of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the time came when, in fact, one narration mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in in Medina Munawwara, and suddenly Mus'ab bin Umair goes past and he's got patched clothing. And Nabiya Kareem looks at him and Nabiya Kareem begins to cry. What a sacrifice Mus'ab bin Umair has made. He's left all, he's abandoned all the luxury he had once upon a time for the sake of Allah. So now the same Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, he is martyred in the battle of Uhud. And when they are looking for a kafan to bury him, to cover him, فَلَمْ يُجَدْ لَهُ مَا يُكَفَّنُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مُرْدَةُ. He just could only find one simple shawl, not a complete kafan to cover him. And it is mentioned that when they tried to cover his head, his feet would be exposed. If they covered his feet, his head would be exposed. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them to cover his head. And then the feet, they placed some izkhir grass just to cover his feet. So here, Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu does not even have sufficient shroud to cover him. Then Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu anhu says, ثُمَّ بُسِطَ لَنَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا بُسِطَ أَوْعُطِينَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا عُطِينَا. He says, then Allah Ta'ala gave us plentiful of dunya. After Uhud and other battles, so much of Mali Ghanimat came, spoils of war, Khaybar, etc. And we got so much of dunya, I fear that our good deeds, whatever good deeds we did in Islam, the reward of it must not be given to us now quickly in this world, and we get nothing in the hereafter. And then he began to cry so much that he just left the food that was brought for him for iftar. So again, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cries out of this fact that so much of dunya was spread for them and sahaba. This was his humility. You know, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu's taqwa, and I mentioned to you, he was given glad tidings of Jannah. Despite all this, he felt that perhaps Allah is giving us dunya in lieu of our hasana, the good deeds we have done, and Allah is rewarding us now in the dunya, and we might not get anything in the hereafter, and that made him cry. How much more important it is for us to ponder over the akhirah, to fear and weep out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.